It's a robotic version of nature's survival of the fittest. The mother robot analyzes the performance of each of the children it creates and incorporates preferential traits into the next generation.
As the mother creates them and puts them to walk, she evaluates how they're behaving, and she uses the data from this behavior to create the next generation of robots.
There's no human intervention except for a computer command to create a robot capable of moving from one place to another. The mother builds its children by gluing together pieces with small motors inside in different configurations. Then it watches how quickly the children move, keeping the designs of the ones that move the fastest.
The mother robot can actually build hundreds of child robots and see the performance of this child robot. And if the performance is good, keep the design for the next generation. If bad, just, you know, let it go.
The motivation to produce better children is controlled by the research team, which provides an incentive.
We program the robot based on some functions that define the reward that the robot is going to get, depending on the construction that they make. They cannot change their own reward. In the case of children robots, it's distance. So the longer the distance that the robot walks, the better the reward that it receives.
After several generations, the children were running twice as fast.
So mother robot generated 500 robots and see which one is good and which one is bad.
The researchers suggest the machines could be used in an auto plant, for example, where robot cameras scrutinize each car in the assembly line, evaluate any mistakes, and then design a better car. Deborah Block, VOA News, Washington.